Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after. A little Godfather of Soul bringing us back there. The late, great James Brown. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. 23 after. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you if you're trying to start, run, or grow a small business. We got something that will help you there. You can read, listen, ask questions anywhere from 5 seconds to 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sign. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. This week's poll question is about the website, about your website. We want to know a little bit more about that. Having a great visit with Kirk Chaffetz. Kirk is the author of Thinking Inside the Box. He's also the president of Story Worldwide. And Kirk, that's storyworldwide.com. Is that it? Or just Story?
That's it.
Storyworldwide.com. Folks, this is not a website like you've ever seen before. Go check it out. You'll enjoy the trip, even if you aren't interested in doing business with Kirk. Kirk,
we've redone the site, Jim, so there's now connections to some of the thought pieces that I've done on media for Huffington Post. There's postings by articles by other executives at Story who have run magazines, run movie companies, people who are into all kinds of media. I think people could learn a lot and have fun there.
Right. So check it out, folks. Kirk, you in the previous segment we talked about the future of advertising and how, you know, what I've been saying is where we're going is not going to look anything like where we've been. Nothing is nearly as profound or prophetic or articulate as the quote you gave us earlier. But talk to us a little bit about think about our small business owners who are listening to you right now. And what does all this mean when the gentleman says, when the marketing experts that you quoted, professor, said, you know, we don't even have the vocabulary to describe where the advertising marketing world is going in the future. What does that mean to a small business owner?
As I've said a number of times on your show, and as I become more and more convinced every day, Jim, that this means good news for small business.
No question about it.
Just as social media has begun to level the playing field in media so that now virtually anybody we all understand can command a global audience.
Mm-hmm.
Using the internet in the right way and with the right amount of luck and capturing lightning in the bottle or whatever on a given day. This also means that small businesses are now getting a more and more level playing field when competing against larger businesses, because small businesses can now use free analytical tools to find their audiences, talk directly to their audiences, create media that attracts their audiences. All of this can now be done at very low costs, and it can be done very professionally with high-level research tools to really find out detailed things about your audience and what they want and how to better serve them. And you don't have to be big to do this anymore. So this is great news for small business.
This is only
great news if you get out there and learn how it's done,
and participate, and get involved, and understand the landscape and the
yes.
environment and the culture of this new direction we're going in. You know, Kirk, one of the things I've been talking a lot. Well, let me say this first. A lot of times, small business owners in the past, we have thought, okay, big businesses have something, and we want it. Because they're successful in an exciting way, we want part of that. So then, technology started giving us pieces of that power. This technology and other things gave us the ability to achieve what they had. Now that was another thing that I think is in the past. Here's where small business owners, in my opinion, need to get excited. The things that customers want today is what we've always had. And I actually think big businesses are starting to say, whoa, this is what small businesses have. We want some of that. I think it's going in the other, the momentum shift in terms of what's really valuable is shifting towards small business owners. We have to make sure that we don't miss that. What do you think?
I agree with that. I agree with all of that, because what people want is connection.
And granularity and transparency and values.
All of the above. And small. There's no reason why small businesses, that's the heart and soul of
it's,
small
it's our wheelhouse.
Now, big businesses are beginning to understand how to deliver that. And they're especially beginning to understand how to deliver that on the web. And but interestingly, many of them started as very small businesses. Zappos,
yeah.
the online shoe retailer, is a great example mm-hmm. of a tiny little business that has grown into a global business simply by knowing its customers and delivering fabulous customer service. That's right. You can buy shoes anywhere, but you can only get Zappos service.
But let's be clear about something, Kirk. And by the way, folks, Kirk's going to stay with us an extra segment. We've got a lot more to talk about. Kirk, a small business doesn't have to even desire to become like Zappos, to go from small to really big and very excited. We don't have to catch lightning in a bottle to be successful. The things you and I are talking about can be our own little granularized, our own little componentized. We can have our piece of that, our little piece of that, and grow as big as we want to be or stay as small as we want to be.
Absolutely. I was telling you earlier.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you tell us that when we come back. Got to take a quick break, folks. 29 after. Very exciting conversation with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz. He's with StoryWorldwide.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.